are many ways to use the passive voice in the English language. Firstly, let's take a look at the different forms of the passive. Then we can look at its uses. So there are 14 different ways to use the passive in English. Here they are for everyone's benefit. 1. The present simple. The union is run by 7 executive officers. 2. The present continuous. The union is being run by 7 executive officers. 3. The past simple. The union was run by 7 executive officers. 4. The past continuous. The union was being run by 7 executive officers. 5. The present perfect. The union had been run by 7 executive officers. 6. The past perfect. The union had been run by 7 executive officers. 7. With going to. The union is going to be run by 7 executive officers. 8. With will. The union will be run by 7 executive officers. 9. The infinitive. The union is to be run by 7 executive officers. 10. The ing form. The union insists on the university being run by 7 executive officers. 11. With used to. The university used to be run by 7 executive officers. 12. With a modal. The university should be run by 7 executive officers. 13. With need to or have to. The university needs to be run or has to be run by 7 executive officers. 14. Need plus ing. The university needs running by 7 executive officers. In Task 1 IELTS process essay, it is going to be difficult to use all of these different passives, so we need to choose carefully. The main passives we will use in a process essay are the present simple, and we can also use the past simple, with will, with used to, with a modal, with need to or have to, and with need plus ing. So what about the uses of the passive? Well, it has 3 main uses. Let's take a look. 1. When the object is more important than the subject. For example, all applications are processed on the spot. In this case, it is simply not important, or it is obvious that the library staff will process the applications. 2, informal writing. For example, you are advised to return the application within 3 business days. In this case, the passive is used to keep a distant formal relationship. 3, when we describe a process. For example, the apples are picked before being peeled and cored for canning. This is part of the process of canning apples before selling them in a shop. Note here that we do not usually use the passive to describe a natural process. The passive is only used to describe a man-made process. So, this sentence is correct. Plants take up carbon dioxide from the air as part of photosynthesis. This is an active sentence. This one is incorrect. Carbon dioxide is taken up by plants from the air as part of photosynthesis. That's incorrect because it's a passive being used to describe a natural process. So guys, as IELTS students, we are only interested in the passive right now because it can help us score highly in a task one process essay. The passive should be used liberally, that means a lot, in a process essay, and can be combined with relative clauses and sequence connectors to score very highly. We will look at relative clauses and sequence markers or sequence connectors next time. Let's look at an example. Check out the process of making banana chips in the picture. Passive verbs are capitalized and in bold. Here we go. The flowchart shows how banana chips are made. First, the banana chips are peeled by a special machine and then they are soaked in water. Next, the clean bananas are put into a chipping machine where they need to be sliced into thin chips. After this, they will be rinsed. So this is only the first four steps of the process, guys, but I'm sure you get the idea. The passive has been used in every step of the process. Okay, guys, so if you need to know more about writing awesome IELTS tasks, please visit my website at www.goldcoastielts.com. I have podcasts, a blog, and all the Cambridge exams for you to practice online, along with MP3s for listening. So see you next time.